Coolery.
Going back to what you were saying about you, whether you were unsure that they thought that you didn't have the numbers. Did you feel that you were prepared enough to step into that meeting as an artist? Did you feel like you had all your ducks in a row and everything was good?
Only thing, and this is just in general, like, only thing that I feel that I'm missing is, like, it's the numbers. Mm-hmm. Numbers and really getting out there nationally, like, just constantly hitting that road and stuff like that. I think, like, that's like, what a lot of artists here in my position and caliber is, like, missing, just really just being able to market ourselves, having that marketing money to just be out there mm-hmm. and get those looks consistently. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the St. Louis soccer game, great.
Right.
Lot of interaction. Mm-hmm. But that shit gotta happen more than just like once a year. That shit gotta happen like 10 times a year in different, you know what I'm saying, cities or, you know, different avenues for that to happen.
What do you feel that you have to do? What steps you gotta take mm-hmm. to get that audience to tap in on what you're doing?
Getting into more shows or festivals of that caliber and marketing. It's really about the money, man. Like, how much money are you going to put into your product in order to get seen and get more people invested into what you're doing? It's really that, like when they talk about getting a PR and things like that, like, that shit is important. Like, that's what gets you seen. Because if all of us in this room had PR and they put us in those, they got us on platforms to get us seen, our social media numbers will go up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because we all got the talent to have people like, damn, like, who is these niggas? Like, when we perform at big shows, it's never no snooze fest. Everybody like, damn, who was Buddy? You know what I mean? It's just about getting put in those type of situations and getting put in front of those people. You know what I mean? As far as social media goes, like, you need to have the money or somebody that's skillful in marketing and know how to mess with the algorithm to get your product out there to people, you know what I'm saying, and, like, making it pop.
I think the algorithm changes daily.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you chasing a ghost at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best course of action now for anybody who does music of any kind is to kind of have that feeling of the fear of missing out, of like, hey, why do I feel the need to buy this? Like, I feel like I'm missing out if I don't buy it. Like, like what you were doing already with, like, for example, when you went on Connect the Dots, posting, like, what you rapped on there on your social media, that helps too, because that shit can be viral, you know what I'm saying, type shit, but then when you go viral, the thing about going viral is, like, nigga, it only works if you have something in the clip to, all right, got it, boom, you have to time it right.
Yep.
So you basically got to bet on yourself, like, yeah, this shit gonna go viral, I got this waiting to tuck. Oh, you want it more? Here it is, type shit. And it's just kind of like you're saying, like, that PR, marketing, who can get me in front of these different sets of eyes and just get me, like, lit? Like, I got the talent, I got the ability. Now it's time for us to, like, plant that flag everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, well, I can't stop seeing this nigga. Like, I've seen Bodine all over the place.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And then that's gonna make people say, like, yo, I gotta book him for a show or something like that. And it's definitely like you gotta, you, I don't want to say like pimp yourself out, but like you have to become annoying. And annoying is good. Because if you're annoying, that means you actually give a fuck about what you're doing and you constantly put your shit out there.
Yep.
Like, and those be the people that get the opportunities. It's just like, whether it be small or big, it was just like, yo, that's an opportunity that that person didn't have because they're trying to be secretive or cool. Like, oh, my page got to look a certain way for this stuff. Fuck that. Nigga, you trying to get... I don't... Every nigga, every artist's goal is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's some artists that don't want to get signed at all, and then there's some that do want to get signed. Like, I'm kind of in the middle, where it's just like, I want the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the meet. If I get the meetings, that means I made something significant.
Yeah.
And then if I know if I can get the meetings, like, oh, yeah, I got the fan base. Let me focus on how to build this over here. All major label shit is to me is confirmation. It's like, yep, okay, I got something. Because if these motherfuckers is here, because they're going to lowball you,
mm-hmm.
they're like, yo, we'll give you $2 mil. Damn, if you give me $2 mil, that must mean I'm worth 20.
Mm.
Let me go over here and see what these fans talking about and build upon that.
Mm.
Like, or unless you're going to give me a label deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, now the label deal is what everybody go for. But again, with the politics and rap, people are afraid once they get that label deal to put their people on, because now it's a gamble. It's out of your hands. It's out of your control. You don't know what your homie gonna do. Are they gonna show up to the studio on time? Are they gonna try to bend the rules or say fuck the rules and fuck up the money? Like, it get deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause your reputation is everything once you get in that motherfucker. Like, if they give money. You're like, yo, if I get signed and I sign, like, yo, I get a label deal, Marty, my artist, I'm like, yo, I'm bringing my homie Marty with me. My album's already done. It's successful. Great. I made y'all money. Now it's time to focus on my homie. And Marty don't show up to the studio. Marty don't do shit. He out here popping pills, fucking bitches. Not in the lab. They gonna be like, oh, shit. Your word ain't shit, nigga. Like, what do we give you this money for? And... that's the part that's hard. Because I used to think back, I'm like, yo, I used to be on Metro Boomin' ass low-key. I was like, yo, like, nigga, why ain't no St. Louis niggas on this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm looking at it from the perspective of myself. Like, I'm like, yo, like, it ain't no way in hell that I have an album and I don't get a verse from Mo Digg, or I don't go get a verse from Brock Seals, or get a verse from Darkwood or Domino Effect. Like, it don't make sense, bro. Like, what the fuck? But then I had to remember, like, there's so much money invested that they are afraid to say a St. Louis nigga name. Where it's just like, yo, if you don't pan out, which is out of my control, that falls on me. It don't fall on you. It falls on me. Which I still think, like, fuck it. Nigga, I'm here, nigga. I'm willing to take that risk. Mm-hmm. Like... because, again, at the end of the day, real shit lasts.
Yep.
Good shit lasts.
Yep.
Niggas ain't going to be like, oh, well, get rid of Mr. Boomin. He fucked up. We spend all this money on this guy. That nigga going to make another fucking like that, and it clears it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So that's why, like, I be peeping shit, and I be like, all right, that be the motivation for niggas, at least for me, at least.
Yeah.
If I can get in that door... I was like, all right, now it's time to... we coming out with a compilation. We got to have a Bo Diddy verse on it.
Yeah.
We got to have... you know what I'm saying? Like, start bringing niggas... I don't give a... oh, nigga, we not paying... nigga, I'll pay for it. Nigga, out of my pocket to get them on here. That's what we doing. Like, I don't... it's not... it don't cost nothing to show a nigga love, B.
No, that... I was talking to Tef about this... about last week about... it don't cost nothing to be a real nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just... if you do something... like, if you and Drake put position mm-hmm. instead of taking all the publishing for like a record you know what I'm saying, do for somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get them something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Had them make something back. But with artists in our position, though, we can make money, though, bro. Like,
right. You make a career.
Like, you can make bread. Like, just because you're not getting millions of streams, that don't mean nothing. Exactly. Like, you can, like...
You might be doing better than the niggas that get millions of streams.
It,
real shit.
For example, like the mixtape that you hosted for me, mm-hmm. that came with merch.
Right.
So when people bought the merch, they got the album. So mm-hmm. technically, that album made a nice chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like certain ways that you can go about, you know what I'm saying, selling your product, you know,
right.
to like get back that return of investment.
Right.
However you want to do it. But you don't need, you know, millions of streams to make your bread back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And a million streams ain't a lot of money.
It ain't.
It's like
you don't gotta have 20,000 people at your show. You can do a dark room show and pack that mug out and then have a merch booth. Right there.
Yep.
So you getting the money at the door. Well, you're going to get paid from the dark rooms, you know, agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get your money, you know, with your merch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to think about, you know, how to make money based off the fan base and stuff that you got.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. But a lot of people be so stuck on, like, getting hundreds of thousands of fans and, you know, doing these big-ass shows. Like, you don't got to
focus on the
that.
Drake package.
Yeah.
That focus on the Drake package. Like, yo, I got to get to this point. Like, nah, bro. Like, again, like I was telling you, like, Malcolm is a good example of that. People feel like that nigga just came out of nowhere, nigga. But that nigga's not known. He don't get, like, these millions of views. But this nigga drops his shit like it's designer clothes. Where it's just like, hey, you gotta come here to get this shit. And then it's like this thing he triggers in people where it's just like, damn, I think I wanna pay $3,000 for this vinyl.
That's crazy.
And again, like, niggas be like, I've never heard of this nigga. How is he doing? It's because he built, like, this little world for himself. Where it's just kind of like, hey, man, this shit is purest. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't no shit you about to see on streaming, nigga. This is this shit right here.
Mm.
Like, come get this shit. And niggas is buying it. Niggas ain't... Bro, I went to this nigga website. Shit sold out. Like, just... Like, yo, this shit costs $5,000. What the fuck? Like, niggas is... Like, if you eBay that shit or, like, look it up, niggas got like, yo, we got this Makami vinyl selling for 4 racks. And... Like, niggas is dead ass gonna buy that shit. Cause niggas overseas are actual hip hop fans. They really give a fuck. And that's why, like, when niggas is like, a nigga like KRS-One can go over there and he don't have to come back to America at all, nigga. That nigga would be like, he's a king over there.
Hmm.
Like, they love hip hop. That's why Alchemist is always over there. He always goes over there, does like his mix shows. And shit like that. And them shits be sold the fuck out. Merch bought the fuck up. They, yo, we want to hear Alchemist hip hop records. They love that shit, bro. Over here, it's whoever's in. Whoever's the hot thing right now, that's what we give a fuck about. But when you go over there, that's why Tony Ayo said it the best. He was like, yo, nigga, me... Game, we can squash that shit, bro. Cause I know if we squash that shit and go overseas, nigga, man, that's an easy 10 million.
Mm.
Just go get that shit. Cause we don't have to go come back to America at all. We can just tour all of Europe, nigga. Cause niggas want to see G Unit, nigga.
Facts.
And like 50 go over there, it's like a fucking like the fucking president over there, bro. Like they like what the fuck 50 coming? The whole country coming out, nigga. Come see this nigga. And, like, they have a different appreciation of our art than the America does.
Mm-hmm.
America, again, like, they look at it, it's too businessy. Like, they just look like, oh, all right, we squeezed every penny we could out of this. We don't want it no more. Versus over there, they just like, nigga, I just bought a Public Enemy vinyl yesterday, nigga. I want to see Chuck D tonight.
Mm.
Like... And that's how they feel. They just give a fuck about hip-hop in a different light than we do.
Yeah.
They care about, like, the the production, how niggas rap, just what we rapping about, everything. Bruh, that nigga, I don't know if you ever heard of Rome Streets. He be on Griselda. I think he on Griselda. Yeah, he signed to Griselda. And I was watching a vlog of this nigga. This nigga went over to Germany. You would have thought it was the fucking Obama, bro. The streets was mobbing this nigga. That's how, bruh, Griselda's a good example. They show niggas where it's just like, all right, stick to your sound and what you want to rap like.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas over there are like gods in Europe. Rome Streets, of all people, Rome Streets is nice. I don't mean to say it like that. He's super nice. But niggas don't know that nigga like that over outside of the East Coast, kind of.
Yeah.
That nigga went over to Germany, nigga. It was mobbing this nigga. Personal, they sent cars for this nigga and shit. Escorting him wherever he want to go. Like, and it was just like, what the fuck? And that's what made me listen to his music. I'm like, yo, I never listened to this nigga. I knew he was on a West Side Gun album. That's all I knew. I never listened to any of his, like, his tapes or his... And they loved that nigga. His merch booth was sold out.
Damn.
And it was just him. It wasn't Benny with him. It wasn't Conway with him. It wasn't Westside with him. It was just him. And niggas was like, what the... I was just like watching this shit. I'm like, yo. That's when I'm like, yo, that shit can be done.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need...
Yeah, you don't need labels, the machine.
None of that shit, bro.
Because with the machine, they gon'... You're not gonna get the best deal out of that.
Right. They gonna do what's in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you try to meet them in the middle with it.
Independent is a longer route, but as far as financial go, if you play it right and do it smart, mm-hmm. it's going to be the best route. You're going to get the best return on your investment.
Right. And I think and you have the most freedom.
Yep.
I can drop when I want to drop. I don't need no clearance for shit unless you're losing like heavy samples
mm-hmm.
where you get to a point where you're like, all right, I'm getting a little too popular.
Yeah.
I might have to go clear this. Let me go see. And some sample clearances be easy as fuck. Where it's kind of like, dog, that's all you wanted? Just ask, nigga.
Yeah.
And
like then they got these producers now who make sample packs and the clearance is, you know, there.
Right. It's already in there.
Yep. And you can sell up to like a million copies and then you got to do splits or some shit like that. But that's... By the time you sell a million copies, you know what I'm saying? If you do it right, you good.
Yeah, because by the time you sell a million copies, outside of that, you've already made a mil outside of the song.
Yeah.
Off other shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, the song did its job. And then once it hits that mil, you, all right, let's do this business.
Yep.
Get the business right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they get what they get. I get what I get. But I already made this over here, too. You set.
Gucci.
And like, man, like it's, but I didn't learn that until later though.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, I was just more so on some like, hey, I just got to show up and rap.
Yeah.
And it's deeper than that. And that's why I feel I didn't pan out the way I wanted to as like an artist. I just showed up and rapped. I hated anything outside of the studio.
Word.
I just like coming to the studio and recording. That's everything to me. And I'll be the happiest. I don't even care if it gets released tonight. I just like recording. Because it's like an adrenaline rush. It's like, I don't know how it feels to smoke crack. But like, I would imagine it's similar where it's like you get an idea where you riding in your car or you at work or you in your crib. Like, oh shit, I can't wait to actually say this on the mic. And like, and then you actually hear that idea. That's the pinnacle for me.
Yeah.
Right then and there, I'm like, all right, I'm good. I don't give a fuck about promoting this shit, which that's a detriment to like the business side of it. Like, yo, like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, because it's a hobby at that point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and that's what it was to me. I treat that shit like a hobby. I used to come, I'm like, yo, Q will hit me up and be like, yo, I want you to be on this, or I want you to do a hook on this. And I'd be like, oh, shit, I'd be excited as hell. And, like, I'll come and lay it down, and I'll hear it in here. I'm good. I don't care if nobody else hear this shit. That nigga can shelve that shit. I know it's there, though. I'm like, yo, send me the bounce of that.
Yeah.
And I'll just play that shit to myself and think I'm the greatest nigga ever, bro. Like I won't, and that's my problem. Yeah. That's an issue. Like, you know what I'm saying? For business, that's a fucking issue. That's a problem. Whereas it's like, nigga, you just not gonna promote this shit, bro? Like,
yeah. I heard some stuff y'all was working on IG stories, man. You gotta drop them shits, man.
Them shits coming. Like, them shits is coming, bro. That's what we was talking about. That's a part of our shit. Like, that's coming. But, like, again, I have that shit in my phone.
Yeah.
And I listen to that shit. I'm like, oh, I'm good, nigga. Like, and that's how But now I know better. Yeah. So it's just like, nah, I can't. I gotta. Now I'm more on some like, all right, that sound good. Let me clean this up a little bit. And then, like, release that shit. Because the shit we working on is, like, it's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So it's Tree Villa. So it's just like, my one mistake was, like, trying to make two separate shows. Mm-hmm. And I always regretted that shit because we had a lot of good interviews that I felt would have been better on, like, Polite Coolery. We just should have made it all Polite Coolery. We should have just added an element of the mix show.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yo, we got a mix too, and an artist is rapping or singing or whatever. Where I felt like, nah, it got to be different. It got to be separate. When it really shouldn't have, because it's all the same culture. And that's what I learned. I'm like, all right, cool. So when we started making those tracks together and shit, I was just like, yo, this is Tree Villa. Like, but we don't need to make a separate page. It's Polite Coolery, nigga. Like, it's the same niggas doing the same shit. Yeah. So if Marty's rapping, it's Marty. If I'm rapping, it's just Benny. If, you know, like, bro, it's like, why do we have to make a separate page for this shit? This one-stop shop.
Yep.
You come get the shit. The more you start trying to make different blocks and shit, like,
it gets people confused.
And it's just like, yo, we don't know where to go. Like, nah, nigga, this. Because at first, I'm like, I was about to come to Kim, like, yo, are we just going to call this shit Polite Coolery? And we just rapping? Like, type shit. But then I'm like, nah, we're going to keep it separate, but keep it underneath the podcast type shit. Because that's what's driving engagement and, like, people seeing us and shit. But, yeah, like, I'm dead ass. Like, I can sit up here and make 30 songs, bro. And if they never see the light of day, I'd be cool. I'd be straight happy, bro. I'm like, yo, we did that shit, bro. See, you see how he shook his head? Mm-hmm. He was like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, niggas need to hear this shit, bro. Like, but with me, I'm just like, on so again, it's fatigue. Mm-hmm. It's fatigue of, like, I've already tried, and I don't, and niggas is weird. So it's just like, I don't want to deal with that shit. Like, I'm okay with if we, the independent shit, well, we bet on ourselves, invest our money, and we fund a tour for ourselves. I can do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem, because at first, touring sounds like a fucking nightmare to me.
It is.
Because I'm a homebody. I'm a homebody. That nigga a homebody. Yeah. Like, me and that nigga on a tour, like, bro, like, we'll do it, because it's for the greater good, and the niggas getting paid.
Yeah.
But, like, psychologically, we'd be like, nigga, I'm trying to get back home to my baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, type shit. And we just rapping the same shit over and over and over again. That'll drive me nuts, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it still, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, shit, this beats being at work, nigga.
It's an experience.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it gives you an experience.
It's
like,
an experience, and it's also, you remember you doing this for the fans, the people that enjoy your music. Right. That's the only thing that
you're paying it back.
That's the only thing keep artists torn. Because, like, I done heard every horror story, even the small runs that I did with people. It's just, like, the whole day of the process of getting to another place.
Yep.
Then you got a hotel, get in the hotel, and then, like, meeting for soundcheck. And then it's just a list of things you're doing. Some days is super busy. Some days are kind of relaxed. But it's just like, yeah, going on stage, rapping, doing the same thing. But it's like, knowing it's for the greater good, getting your name out there, and also the merch, getting the money for the merch, but also it's the fans, pretty much seeing their eyes light up when they find, oh man, I've listened to the song all day, but listen, this, I done seen that 100 times, like,
yeah.
When we went out of time with the homies, it's just like, man, yo, they knew who I was, or something. I remember with Smino, I saw Smino South by Southwest, and he was a name where he is now, but it was just like, he was super excited. It was some cats from Iowa that was down there. It was like, yo, I love you. He was like, dog, they know me, who I am. And it was just like, so that's the only thing thinking about touring. Only thing. But other than that, I heard way too many horror stories.
Man, that's just a grind. It's actual work.
Yeah.
Niggas be thinking like, oh, yeah, you're a rapper now or a singer, but nigga, you gotta work. Nigga,
it's a job, bro. Work.
Yeah, it's a job, bro. Like, this.
Like, people don't understand, like, any little extra money that I get, this goes into music.
Mm-hmm.
Getting shit mixed and mastered.
Yep.
May need to get a video. Might need to get a new outfit for like some, yep, you know, just little shit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, this, like, you gotta, I done spent so much money on this career, haven't got half of that back. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, like, a lot of people fail to realize. So, like, you gotta put in a lot of money in this. And you probably gonna get, you gonna put in way more money than what you know what I'm saying, make, you know, for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta suck it up and go with that process.
Yeah, that shit is like, you don't even think about it though.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, yo, I love this shit so much.
Yeah, you just
spend the money, like,
all
what right. the fuck? And I think that's the part that's like, if I actually like sat back and thought of like, all right, how many beats did I actually purchase?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be probably astonished at that number. Like, and some of them, that production I didn't even use or rap on at all, nigga. And it's just like, a lot of shit, or some shit I did rap on, and I have to go back, like, all right, I kind of low-key stole this shit. I got to go pay for this.
Yeah.
I got to go back. Like, yo, I need this shit. I need to own it, though, bro. I can't lease this shit. Like, and haggle your way to some shit.
Or the shit that you wrapped off of and just never released. Like, you just won.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, we got the beauty of having our own studio setups.
Right.
But just think about the niggas who, like, don't
gotta,
have...
Yeah, they gotta pay for
every time
they
go to the studio.
Man, before, nigga, again, this is the greatest nigga I ever met in my life. For that, dog, niggas don't understand how much I was paying for studio time before I met this nigga.
Because
I was like, all right, like, I'm hanging with this nigga. Do you think I'm cool? Like, is he gonna charge me? I'm expecting this nigga to charge me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause that's all I was used to.
Yeah.
And he was like, nigga, fuck, like, oh, nigga, we about to chill and rap, nigga. Like, and get it. And then this nigga was mixing for free too. I'm like, oh shit.
He record, like, he mix, and he make beats.
Yeah, so
that's three things you don't gotta, like,
bro, nigga. Sorry to Tony. I love you, Tony.
Tony,
my nigga Tony. I got my start with him in Bread Box, and he was charging me the less out of everybody else, because I was the frequent visitor.
Yeah.
So he was just like, nah, man, I'm keeping the old rates for you, bro, because you always here. You know what I'm saying? So it was basically like, at first, it was $40 an hour. But then he started charging me like $20, $25 an hour, some shit like that.
Shout out to Tony, man.
Yeah,
that's like, real, real nigga right there.
He a legend.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. That nigga, he need to come for an episode for sure.
He be down.
Because him and Schema, man. them
and
niggas.
Because
they all High Point. All of them is High Point, bro.
Okay.
I learned about High Point through Tony and my homie Scheme, because they were all, and his brother, all them, like, they all used to record together and shit. I met Tony through just on some random shit, recording a verse for, oh shit, that was Grits Alpha.
You got a record with Grits?
Old record.
Damn.
So Grits used to be in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And my nigga, is my homie Haver. I ain't seen Haver in Hellas, but he had a cousin who was managing Grit's group. I was in Lincoln at the time. Nigga, I was wrecking shit, like, on some, like, freestyles, battles, all that shit.
That's where y'all met?
I met Q just on Twitter.
Oh, damn.
But, like, my name was buzzing, and Haver was like, yo, my cousin got a group, bro. I told him about you. Like, you should do a verse, pull up. I'm like, yo, where the studio at? Man, this studio was all the way in St. Peter's. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right. But that's my homie, so I pulled up. And it was Tony crib. Tony had, like, this, his basement with, like, the soundproof, like, fucking booth and shit. Like, it was actually, he built that shit type shit. So that was the first time I met Grits. And it was this group he was in. And the song was about St. Louis. I came through, murdered that shit. And I don't know if they ever used it or whatnot, but that shit, that's what got me into rapping. Because, again, I was just rapping just to be rapping in college. Like, oh, it's a cypher? Let me get in this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? And rap, say my shit, and pop out. Niggas like, nah, nigga, you got to record some songs. I'm like, nigga, I ain't never record. That was probably, like, the second song I ever recorded in life, bro. Like, type shit. And then seeing Grits kind of elevate from that shit, like, I was like, damn, that nigga came a long-ass way. Because when I met him, he always been super, like, he was all about, like, the culture and, like integrity and, like, bars. Mm-hmm. Integrity in what you saying. So, like, seeing him, like, rapping shit, I'm like, oh, so that's how he coming? All right, let me scrap all this shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and start writing something different.
Do something different.
Yeah, and like, all right, that's how he coming. Like, all right, keep my personality in it, but bar it up. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like, those... See, it's moments like that. That's community. Mm-hmm. That, like, that be missing and shit. Like, whereas... It's like, I ain't know that nigga from a can, but it was just by chance. But through him, I met Tony... With Tony, I meet him. And it's just like...
Cute?
Yeah, like... Well, it was separate because it's through Twitter. But it's just like somebody was rapping on this shit. And, of course, me being a hater that I am, I'm just like, yo, I can rap way better than that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, put me on that shit, bro. Like, what the fuck? And I, like, met that nigga. And it's like, it was on and cracking. Like, it's just... I kept coming around. Like, just... I remember Keith was here. I thought that nigga was Steve. Mm-hmm. Well, what's up, bro? I mean, talking to this nigga like he's Steve. Like, yo, this ain't Steve? Like, it's like, nah, nigga, that's a nigga brother. That nigga Steve at college, nigga. I'm like, oh, shit. I swear to God, I thought that nigga was Steve. He was here.
That shit crazy.
Bro, like, but yeah, it's that community and that feeling of like, I don't know, man. It felt like a cartoon. I just showed up and never left. Like, niggas like, yo, who is this nigga? And they just shrugged their shoulders. Like, I guess he one of us, nigga. And that was it. Like,
it's part of the squad.
Right. Like, fuck squad, it. We're here. Like.
That shit wild.
Bro, yeah, it is wild.
That's how it be, though.
That'd be the best, though.
On some humbug shit.
Yeah, it's just like, ain't no nigga trying to scam niggas. And niggas just like music.
Yeah.
Niggas just want to just create shit. And we need more of that.
That's what I like miss about... The early 2000s or like the early 2010s. Mm-hmm. I met them niggas at a Made Monarchs party. Mm. And I just gave them my CD. They gave me theirs. I was like, hey man, y'all kind of dope, man. We should do something. And we did something.
Right.
And that was with a bunch of niggas. Like, here, that's like your business card.
Yeah. Here's my CD. Here's your album. My tape, bro.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about. Like, niggas ain't dropping no more.
Nope.
Like, niggas just be... Oh, you got a tape? I got a tape, too. Matter of fact, I got two tapes, nigga. Yep. Like,
bam.
Exactly. Niggas was backpack rappers for real.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Right, hundreds of CDs, nigga. Hey, yo, I ain't got the money to print these shits up, nigga. I'm going to burn them myself, bro.
Yep.
Like, here you go, bro.
I know it's a Memorex on that bitch.
Exactly. Some niggas got the little printer, you know what I'm saying? Print that shit out, just stick it on there, keep it moving.
Niggas was really out here, though. Like, bro, that's what's different with this generation. Like, I was out here in these streets, like, with CDs. And, like, now, like, nowadays, niggas just be like, okay, yeah, you can check it on digital streaming platforms or whatever.
Yep.
But we had to be out here,
outside,
though.
Outside, bro. Immediately.
Like, expeditiously.
Like, yo, you if you tweeted a link, it wasn't enough, nigga.
Yeah, like, the internet wasn't it. You had to actually physically get niggas shit, bro.
And passing them CDs out, leaving it on people's cars at the club type shit, trying to do everything you can, bro. Like, I remember I met this nigga Bo here, bro. Like, we just ended up rapping. I don't know how we ended up rapping. I'm drinking and shit. This nigga just started spitting bars at me. Like, the fuck I do to this nigga? Like, I'm like, nigga, I'm too drunk to do anything about this shit. And, like, but the shit was nice. It was nicer than usual. I'm like, yo, these ain't typical of niggas spitting at me like this. This is actually good. I'm like, yo. I was like, yo, this nigga's nice. And that's, I mean, it was one of them fucking parties we had here.
Was that when I first found out that you was Benny?
Probably. Yeah. It had to be that night.
Yeah. Because, like, I heard you on that G's district. I was like, damn, that nigga smooth as hell. But he's, like, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met you, and you told me your name. I said, oh, you him? Oh, shit.
Man, that was such a fun time, man. It's like you were saying, it was a different era of niggas printing up their shit, as you can see up here and shit. And, like, just, again, I would get super excited when this nigga is, yo, I want you on this track and do the hook for this. I was like, bet, nigga. I finally got an assignment. So, like,
yeah,
came in. I remember doing that verse too, bro. Like just coming in through. And I was like, I had in my mind, like, again, that's when I learned that I had to stop trying to kill everybody on the record.
Yeah.
And learn how to, like, all right, how can I fit the flow of the song? It taught me how to song write. Because I would see how him and Steve would write. And I'm like, well, it don't make sense for me to just come on this bitch, just bombing, like just, like, bombing these niggas to death. I was like, how can I keep my personality, but, like, fit the flow of the track of what they trying to do? It's cool to do it on my shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want. But when it comes for, like, features and shit like that, that's when I was, like, that's when I had got the mindset of, like, how can I steal the show? So I'm still kind of competitive in a way.
Yeah.
But kind of like, yo, how can I make people remember what I'm rapping? So, like, I remember I was playing Donkey Kong Country. And I was like, and Steve did call me, but it was for something different. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh shit, that's a rap verse right there. Sitting in the crib playing Donkey Kong Country, ring, 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 with the iPhone, it was my homie.
Hmm.
And it's like, I forgot what I said after that. Meet me in the head, we about to smoking on that funky. One shot, two shot, times that by five, though. Like,
on my mom,
like, yeah, like, so, like, and that's where that came from. I'm like, yo, how can I make them remember what I'm saying? Because I wanted it to be like that, like, oh, damn, I've been through that before where the homies call me up and I'm just chilling. Like, oh, shit, it's cracking outside. Let me run out. Like, and I wanted to have a soundtrack to that. Mm-hmm. And that, like, that's why I love him and Q and Steve so much. They kind of taught me how to, like, songwrite. So once I learned how to songwrite, my hooks became better. And I started learning how to, like, write hooks better. Because I'm like, all right, I have, like, a... I don't like hearing myself, but I know I have kind of, like, a distinct voice when I do a hook.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, yo, if I can become a hook man, that means I can write any type of song I want, no matter the genre. If I know how to make a hook... If you know how to make a hook, you can write anything in music.
Oh, facts.
Anything. You don't have to rap the best at all. If you know how to make a hook, you so far ahead of the game at that point. You got an advantage. Like, you basically playing with house money. And learning that, because, I learned so much in this fucking room, man. Like, just kind of from you, I'm still... jealous of Tritomic, man. Like, that...
Tritomic was crazy.
That's what made me...
That shit was crazy.
That's what made me feel I wasn't good enough. And I was just like, damn, why wasn't I asked to do some shit? And, like, that made me... kind of lock in of like, all right, how could I separate myself but still be in the group? Like, where it's kind of like, nah, that, how can I go from that's the nigga that's with Domino Effect to that's Benny? And like that project where I was like, when I wasn't on Area 51, that ass, bro, that ate at me. I was like, nah, I wanted that, nigga. Like I was on the album, but it's just like, but that was when we was writing with John was here.
Yeah.
And I wrote that shit on the spot. And of course, it was a fire verse, because it was like, yo, this nigga, this shit hot. But that's not what I wanted. I wanted that beat, that shit. I wanted to showcase why I was nice. And that would have been a perfect track for me to showcase why I was nice, because I would have been rapping amongst titans. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to play in the kiddie pool, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to, like, yo, like, all right, that nigga had the best verse. That nigga verse hot. Cool. Where's my slot to show and prove why, like, I want to make it a debate?
Yeah.
Like, you know, type shit. And that shit, like, motivated me in a good way. It wasn't like, no.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, I hate niggas. Like, nah. It was just like on some, all right, huh. I want to diss niggas too on a track too. Like, I got some shit I want to get off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I heard Spitz verse. I'm like, and all I kept thinking, where the fuck was I at? Like, niggas didn't call me? Like, and I was just like, yo, I never heard the beat, nothing. I was like, yo, where the fuck was I at? And I was like, bro, that shit ate at me, nigga. I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? How could, and every track this nigga called me for, I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm killing everything that I touch, bro.
And then
like,
you murdered that cold-blooded too,
bro. Yeah, bro, I was not fucking
blew that shit. You blew that shit out the water.
I was not having it, bro. That shit made me not angry, but like, yo, these niggas got me fucked up. These niggas think I'm pussy. And I was just like, yo, like at least I couldn't even come on as a consultant to at least hear this. I heard that shit in the finished product. I'm like, where the fuck was I at? Like, I'm like, God, I was around. At that time, I was around. I'm like, I never heard this shit. I heard every other song but that one. And then really? I heard, huh? I
said, really?
Yes, nigga.
Damn.
I heard every other song but that. And then I heard two different verses, because you had two different verses.
Yeah.
So I was like, I heard both verses. I'm like, so this nigga came in and recorded two verses, nigga? And I haven't heard none of this shit? I was dumbfounded. Dumbfounded. But it happened for the best. That shit was fire. That was my favorite joint off that shit.
Niggas was in here getting it in, bro. Niggas was working. Niggas was getting it in, bro.
And you always realize how much time you had on your hands back then. Niggas had so much time.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, all right, I don't think I've ever worked a full-time job in my life, bro. So, like, no, I'm dead ass. That's weird, but, like, I don't think I've ever worked a full-time job. So, like, I work only like 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then I'll be here the rest of the other 20. Like, that was my 40 hours, bro. Like, I'll be here either getting drunk in a party or recording. Like, it was amazing how much time niggas had. Like, that's before kids, before anything, before niggas had to pay rent, mortgages and shit. Like, it was... It was a different type of time, dog. Like, where it's like, niggas was really, all they focused on was rapping and bitches.
Niggas would be up here like, to 2-3 in the morning.
Bro. And be up at 8 like it ain't shit.
In the studio session didn't start till like midnight. Cause right. Nigga be playing, yeah, he'll be like, playing like music. He have a playlist.
Yep.
And just playing the playlist to like midnight. And then, bro, then niggas would get to work.
That shit be hilarious, dog. Like, we that really would wild. Not start recording till like midnight. And then it'd be 3 a.m. Like, all right, yeah, I'm about to go get this White Castles, bro.
Night's I'm over. Back home, man. I'm
yeah,
tired.
I'm about to go to the crib. And then we'd be back like the next day or the day after that. Same shit. We get here around like fucking 6 p.m., 7 p.m. don't record till like 12 and 1.
What are we doing today?
You're right, man. Exactly. Like, hey, we started recording at 8, to be fair. We started at 8. We started on time. No. But yeah, that shit make you think of like how like blessed niggas was, man. Like, that shit's a blessing. Cause now you gotta try to find time for shit and like really organize, plan. Like, dog, I don't know if I can do this shit. I wish I can hang out till 3 a.m. Nigga, like, I ain't got it in me no more. Nigga, I'm old. Nigga.
Bro, I'm shocked I'm still up right now.
Right, what time is it, nigga? This is a 3 hour and 30 minute podcast. Nigga, we are making history.
History, bro.
Like, bro, history, like, man. This shit is...
History.
I be in parties thinking about how I can cook ribs. Bro, I don't give a fuck about that party.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I dead ass don't be giving a fuck, bro. I'm like, all right. I don't give a fuck about women no more, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bad woman.
No Diddy.
I just tip my hat. You look good. I don't pursue no more, fam. I don't pursue no more, bro. Like, I just don't. I just stay in my little corner, have my little drink, just chill. I'm like, all right, when can I sneak out of here without saying goodbye to anybody? Like, and that be my move, man. I didn't even see you leave. Oh, man, I'm back home, man.
I've been gone.
I'm watching YouTube. Watching Jose Aldo fights. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, old MMA shit. On YouTube, bro, like, watching Rock promos. Like, man. Bro, like, I'm
long gone.
Eating this White Castle, watching The Rock, talk shit about Mankind, bro. Like, that's it, bro. It's crazy how time be flying, bro. Shit be changing. Like, and seeing, like, where everybody is and shit. Like, not in a bad way. I think everybody better.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather see growth than, like, your growth in, like, money and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing growth in, like, the people.
Yeah.
Like, damn, you more mature than, like, what we was 10 years ago type shit. And I don't know. I don't want to be, like, that guy shaking his fist on, like, his lawn and shit. But, like, I feel sorry for these kids, man. They ain't got it. Like, they don't. You gotta be outside shit. That, it ain't the same no more, man. Like, they ain't got no clubs to go to.
Nope.
No.
All the clubs is, it's no more.
Yeah, they ain't got no outlets. We had outlets, yeah, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a place to go. And we wanted to meet girls and shit like that. And they got the internet, but...
Internet's a wild place, man.
Exactly. Like, it's different. Like, we have to be face-to-face to get them numbers. Right. You know, like...
Planet days.
Exactly. Yeah, like,
I remember that shit.
Bro, we had to be face-to-face to get these crazy numbers. Do our shit. Do our stuff. And call. Make sure. I hope our daddy don't pick up. Type shit. Like, now, it's different, man. That's why they be growing up soft. Soft, don't know how to do shit, don't know how to market. Niggas was guerrilla marketing back then, flyers.
Yeah.
Everywhere, nigga, like, just going across the city, telling niggas about, like, yo, this is the spot you need to be at, here's the concert, like, type shit.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of like, they got it easy, but at what cost, though?
They don't got that hustle.
Yeah, because once the adversity hit, they don't know what to do. Where, like, adversity hits you, you know how to hustle.
Yep.
You know how to get yours. They ain't gonna know how to get they shit. They be like, oh, shit, well, these niggas ain't fucking with me, what I do? Nigga, shit, nigga, you're back against the wall, nigga.
Keep going. You gotta do. Find somebody else.
Get out here. Get outside, nigga.
Get outside. Like, gotta get active, man.
Get outside. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel that you feel with these two releases, what point do you feel you got to prove to yourself? And if you do have a point to prove to the masses, to people who don't know you yet?
Man, I just got to prove that I'm him. Mm. That I can compete, that that I'm just as nice as a Kendrick or J. Cole, a Drake or whoever. Mm-hmm. And like what me and you was talking about at Sophie's. Mm-hmm. My goal for these is just consistency. Like constantly putting out content. Not as far as the music goes, but a visual aspect where people can see me. Mm-hmm. Because that's the main thing these days. Like people got to see you. And I think like once more people outside of the Midwestern region see me, things will go better. You know what I mean? It's really just about getting seen. Because once people see us, they're like, oh, okay, damn, these guys are nice. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else they got going on. So really just about that. And just proving myself, you know what I'm saying, and showing that I can compete with these guys just as good.
Yeah, because, I mean, everything is, nowadays, everything is content. So
yep, everything.
Like, even if you, let's say you take a track off your projects and just rap it just randomly into your phone, recording yourself rapping it on some TikTok shit, you don't know where that shit gonna go.
Facts.
At that point, like, you really don't need a music video no more.
You don't.
It's just like, that part's kind of dying a little bit, where it's like, now these artists are getting discovered without music videos. And it's because they get found on, like, these on-the-block freestyles or stuff like that. And the freestyles get watched more than the actual music video. And because they feel like it's more organic.
This is your camera.
Yeah, your phone. Like,
this your camera. This is your business. Mm-hmm. All of that. Like, we got all the tools. Right, yeah. Here.
The fucking cameras got 4K on them.
Yeah.
You can just hook up a mic to it if you want to.
That's all you got to do, bro.
Get to work. Just record yourself rapping every song on that motherfucking, like, damn, what song is this? Like,
yep. You don't even got it. You don't got to spend $500 on videos no more. They got apps where you can edit. Yep. You got the camera here. Learn that shit and put that shit out.
Yep. That's all you really need.
That's like really all it is, man. And just, and now, if you were smart, you'll get your own, like, setup. Like, for, like, most cats who, like, really be, you know, who, like, really want to rap and put out shit, you'll save a lot of money by having your own setup or somebody you can go to record consistently. Then give it to an engineer. That's what you spend the bread on. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because you keep a low overhead that way.
Yep.
Because that's what Larry June do.
Mm-hmm.
He recorded all his albums out of his kitchen.
Yep.
So he had a setup at home. He recorded all the songs. He shipped it to engineer, and then he get mastered down. Like, and he's like, he's a big component of, like, I don't use big studios. What the fuck y'all trying to get me to spend all this money for? Like, I got laptop, interface, mic in my crib. I do what I do.
Yep.
And then ship that shit out, bro.
Man, I haven't been to a studio to record an album since 2016. So, Fro-Miracle was the last time I went to, like, an actual studio to record something. Everything else has been at home.
Yep.
Saved me hundreds to thousands of dollars just recording at home.
Bro, like, it ain't no... If a nigga build a studio today, man, good luck, nigga.
Yeah.
Because it's like... Niggas figured it out. Like, bro, I just need this interface, nigga.
They still made money, though. Because, like, when I go to studios now just to either, like, just to do a feature or, like, just to go to chop it up with the homies that own the studios or whatever, the trap niggas be in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The, like, the trap niggas be in there spinning the bread up. Yep. Like, they keep the studios alive.
Yep.
So
them niggas is out there. Yo, I got ops to disc. Get me in here.
Yep.
I got shit to do. I got
smoke on this pack.
I smoke on these packs,
smoke
bro.
On this pack, bro.
I smoke on these packs. I like, yo, I just pray these niggas alive, man. That's all I'm praying for.
Man.
But yeah, man, let's end this shit, cause I gotta piss. This is a history in the making. Yeah. Almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's 12 o'clock. What the fuck was we thinking?
history. It's history, man.
Yeah.
It's history, bro.
It's history. We don't think about history, man.
We just make it happen, man.
We just make it happen. This is a great episode.
Shout out to the Drake Cove, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Drake Cove
OVO squad, bro. Sweatshop, man.
The sweatshop.
Drake held it down, bro.
He did what debatable. He did.